After President Kennedy was elected, they asked him what his secret was to his political success, and he talked a little bit about the sequencing of public performances, and he said, never follow your mother to the microphone. And I'm reminded of that because I would never want to follow the band to the microphone, and that unfortunate task belongs to Donna McNeely, who's going to give us our annual ethics report.
Chairman Kennedy, but being the glass half full person that I am, I thought that was an amazing introduction to my topic.
It was great.
Everybody's awake.
Awake and ready. So. Okay. Thank you for giving me a few minutes to talk with you this afternoon. I want to update you on some of our accomplishments and what's been going on in the ethics office during the last calendar year. So this will all be reflective of 2013. Our caseload for 2013 was actually exactly consistent with our caseload in 2012. Both years we had 92 cases coming into our office. Half of those required more extensive review, others were pretty quickly resolved. Three cases we also had following carrying over from the previous year, and those were pretty significant as well. Our outside data requests were very similar in number to our previous year, but fortunately, they were significantly less when it comes to pages and gigabytes. In addition to the concerns that we receive, the ethics helpline is also used literally daily between the helpline and the ethics officer email for employees to call for basically advisory services. And we are seeing some common repeat topics there. Conflict of interest is probably the top area that we receive calls on from employees and even from our vice chancellors for research and such. Gifts continue to be a very popular topic, especially in times of low spending where vendors are really trying to help with travel for faculty members and such. Prohibited political activity is always a hopping topic when we are near elections, so that's a busy one. And another very significant area is just what I would call general office and personnel management and relationship types of issues. A lot of counseling in that particular area. We also continue to strive to put faces with names. As many of you know, as of today, the ethics office is only two people, so it's hard to really get out and meet a lot, but we do try to be out there as much as we can. In addition to our website, we have had the opportunity to meet before the new deans, work through some scenario and role playing. We also spent a significant amount of time at Chicago with the Department of Athletics regarding gifts, acceptance of gifts, solicitation of gifts, etc. And working regularly with legal counsel and our vice chancellors for research on cases and publications. Another kind of note worth is that a word is getting out beyond the universities and even beyond Illinois. This year we spent a fairly significant amount of time working with Emory University. They were looking to revise and step up their ethics program, and they actually used us and incorporated some of our best practices into their program, so that was a nice compliment. Ethics training is our greatest opportunity to have exposure. During the last year, over 49,000 employees once again completed one of four versions of ethics training, and we had over 14,000 new individuals complete the orientation. Now, just to be clear, we don't actually hire 14,000 new employees every year, but the ethics orientation is incorporated into the new hire process, so some individuals are going through that process and doing some paperwork and then may decide not to accept the position, or there may be less positions filled. So especially in the area of students and extra help, we're actually training people that don't always end up being here at the university, but that seems to be the most effective and efficient point to catch those individuals at. We are continuing to maintain a nearly 100% compliance rate. When I sent the presentation in on Tuesday, we were down to 8 employees not completing training last year. And it's kind of like Walt. The governor's office sends us money, and when there's a board meeting, people do their non-compliant training. So now we're down to 5. So we'll keep working on those last. Pardon?
I wasn't one of those 8.
No, Walt was not in there. But it's amazing what scheduling a board meeting does and telling people, you're going to be reported to the board if you don't hurry up and get your training done. So we use whatever tactics we need to. Finally, it's almost statement of economic interest time. So very soon, the Secretary of State's office will be mailing forms to just under 10,000 of our employees. Those individuals will complete the forms, mail those back to the University Ethics Office. We are required to review those and then forward them on to the Secretary of State's office. So board members are required to complete those forms as well. So be watching for those to come in the mail. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to address those. And again, I thank you for the opportunity to talk with you today and for the opportunities and challenges that will be before the Ethics and Compliance Office in the coming year.
Those 9,900 forms, they're paper forms that are mailed out. That's not all web-based?
None of it is web-based. The Secretary of State's office is exploring a web-based application, but I've been told that funding is really the holdback on that.
And you review them all? There's no, like, there's no
Either I review them or the
screening?
Assistant Ethics Officer reviews them. We really can't review them for accuracy because obviously we don't have that type of detailed information, but we do review what has been disclosed to see if there may be any potential conflicts that we need to know about, and then we also review to make sure that all the forms are actually signed, appropriately labeled, et cetera, because you'd be surprised how many people forget to sign their forms or such in the hustle. So those will come through our office in about the next 6 weeks.
Any other questions? Thank you. Thank you very much.